With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance held a post-convention rally in Grand Rapids, with Michigan viewed as one of the most important battlegrounds in the 2024 election. Riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention, Trump and Vance held their first campaign rally after accepting the Republican nominations for president and vice president. It's also the first Trump rally since last weekend's assassination attempt. The former president promised to deport some of those who have entered the country illegally during the Biden administration.
That is why, as soon as I take the oath of office, we will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country, even larger than that of President Dwight D. Eisenhower many years ago. He was a big deportation person.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on the fallout from CrowdStrike's faulty update crashing computers worldwide Friday.
8.5 million computers running Windows were affected by CrowdStrike's faulty updates Friday, according to Microsoft. Some transport providers, businesses, and governments still getting online, with air travel seemingly hit the hardest. CrowdStrike says it was a bad line of code and sent out a fix. Kieran Martin, former chief executive of UK's National Cybersecurity Center, predicts this will not be a one-off.
We're going to have to get used to stuff like this happening for quite a while to come.
But says as technology evolves, the trick is to design out these flaws.
You can look at how they're run, how they're configured, how they're architected, how they're regulated, how they're incentivized, and try and learn from some of these lessons.
Meanwhile, CrowdStrike and officials warn of scammers, fake emails, and websites targeting users regarding fixes. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack the previous day. This is SRN News. An atheist group takes on a Missouri politician. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Baptist Church of Mount Vernon, Illinois, plans to hold their last service of its 156-year history tomorrow. It's among many U.S. churches that close their doors each year, but there's a poignant twist in this story. First Baptist pastor Ryan Burge spends most of his time as a researcher documenting the dramatic decline in religious affiliation in recent decades. With more Americans abandoning religious affiliation, it's hard to grow and sustain a church, he says. He hopes his research will make quite a difference. This is SRN News. National Parks in Washington is home to a different kind of sporting activity.
It's called High Intensity Interval Training, HIIT, better known as HIIT. And it's for members of the U.S. military on the field, in the bullpens, and, of course, the stadium stairs. Officials say the so-called base HIIT is the perfect way for service members to train and use the field for a very unique experience. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of workers at Disney's theme park and resort properties in California have voted to authorize a potential strike as contract negotiations drag on. The vote was late Friday. The strike authorization was approved by an overwhelming margin, nearly 99% of the members who cast votes, according to a union statement. The election was held by a coalition of four unions, which represents 14,000 Disney ride operators, store clerks, custodian, candy makers, ticket makers, and more. More details at SRNnews.com.